After about 300 million years, the three land masses separated and came back together in a new configuration, Pangaea. Pangaea came apart too. When Pangaea split, Ur and Atlantica split up too. If you're confused, join the club. Even the Earth seems confused. All of this movement made for a host of unlikely neighbors way back when. North America's eastern seaboard once rubbed shoulders with Chile. California and Australia were neighbors, if not connected. And Brazil was either connected to Nigeria or very close. Run the Earth time machine backwards, and you can see why. But no matter how many times you run the demolition derby of the continents, a question remains. What the hell is driving them? Hell, apparently. The force driving the plates is the slow movement of the super-hot semi-solid mantle that lies below the rigid plates. Like hot soup, magma boils in slow motion. Superheated magma rises to the surface, begins to cool, and then sinks back down to the bottom of the pot, where it is reheated and rises again. This cycle is repeated over and over to generate what scientists call a convection cell, or convective flow. But where's the heat source keeping our earthy soup performing its circular gymnastics? Well, most of it is left over from the spectacularly energetic collisions and gravitational crushing that created the Earth to begin with. It's still trapped down there, and it wants out. And there's something else in the molten depths that makes it pretty hot real estate. Radioactive material. The belly of the beast has plenty of uranium and other radioactive elements, all of which release heat as they decay. That decay has significantly slowed the rate at which the Earth is cooling. So what does this mean at the surface? Two things. First, magma being burped up along the ridges, those places like Iceland where the Earth is tearing itself asunder, is pushing the plates in their respective continents apart. Second, what goes on at the other end of those plates, the collision zone, may be equally important. Here, where the heavier plates dive under the lighter ones, yanked downwards by gravity, they haul along their plates back into the oblivion of the mantle. That's what we know, or what we think we know. But the details of what's going on in the deepest parts of the Earth that drive the engine of plate tectonics, we may never.